A statement from hundreds of tech leaders is just 22 words, but carries a stark warning. Artificial intelligence poses an existential threat to humanity. It was put out yesterday and says, quote, "Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war." Among the executives, researchers, and engineers that signed the statement are the CEO of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, the former Google scientist known as the godfather of AI, and our next guest, Scott Neacom. He's an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst who heads the Scalar Robotics Lab. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So, a risk of extinction, that's quite the statement. Does AI, if left unregulated, spell out the end of civilization?
There's an enormous amount of uncertainty about that, but that's exactly why we're interested in making sure that appropriate resources are put towards studying the problem. AI has progressed incredibly quickly in the last couple of years, much faster than almost anyone predicted. And the crux of the problem is something that we often call the alignment problem, that we don't really know how to accurately communicate to AI systems what we want them to do. So imagine I want to teach a robot how to jump. So I say, hey, I'm going to give you a reward for every inch you get off the ground. Maybe the robot decides just to go grab a ladder and climb up it, and it's accomplished the goal I set out for it, but in a way that's very different from what I wanted it to do, and that maybe has side effects in the world. Maybe it scratched something with the ladder. Maybe I didn't want it touching the ladder in the first place. And if you swap out a ladder and a robot for, you know, self-driving cars or AI weapon systems or other things that may take our statements very literally and do things very different from what we wanted, you can start to see where this sort of problem might arise.
I have to say, you know, a lot of the signatories on this statement are also the people that put this tech into the world. Why put it out without thinking about the consequences?
Yeah, so that's a very good question that I think is worth asking of tech leaders directly. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a wide belief that there are huge upsides to AI if we can control it. But one of the reasons that we put the statement out is that we feel like the study of safety and regulation of AI and mitigation of the harms, both short-term and long-term, has been understudied compared to the huge gain of capabilities that we've seen, once again, especially in the last couple of years. And we need time to catch up and resources to do so.
What are some of the harms you're already seeing with AI technology?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of them, unfortunately, as many things do, fall with a higher burden on minority populations. So, for example, you know, facial recognition systems work more poorly on Black people and have led to false arrests. You know, misinformation has gotten amplified by these systems. So, you know, we're seeing quite a few very near-term harms now that obviously don't rise to the level of extinction events, but it's a spectrum. And as these systems become more and more capable, the types of risks and the levels of those risks almost certainly are going to continue to increase. And we really need to be ready to deal with those problems.
And AI is such a broad term. I think people think of ChatGPT. You mentioned facial recognition. If you could talk about what that includes, the type of technology we're talking about.
Yeah, AI is a really broad umbrella, and AI is not just any one thing. It's really a set of technologies that allow us to get computers to do things for us, often by learning from data. This can be things as simple as doing elevator scheduling in a more efficient way, or ambulance versus ambulance, figuring out which one to dispatch based on, you know, a bunch of data we have about the current state of affairs in, you know, in the city or of the patient. Mm-hmm. But it can go all the way to the other end of having extremely general agents. So something like ChatGPT, where it operates in the domain of language, where you can do so many different things. You can write a short story for somebody. You can give them medical advice. You can generate code that could be used to, you know, hack, and again, bringing up some of these dangers. And what many companies are interested in building is something called AGI, artificial general intelligence, which colloquially essentially means that it's an AI system that can do most or all of the tasks that a human can do at least human level. And so we are sort of maybe moving more toward a monolithic kind of system like that.
That's Scott Neacom. He heads the Scalar Robotics Lab at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.